Hello and welcome to Tech Access Daily Tips, iOS 5 Notification Center. Hi everyone, welcome to today's tip. Today I would like to talk about something new and very interesting in iOS 5, the Notification Center. Now, those of you who have used iOS in the past know that there is something called notifications. Various apps and things would give you notifications, and they would pop up on your screen, and they were kind of scattered all over the place. Each app had its own way of notifying you about something. Well, now iOS has done something interesting. It has taken all your apps, put all the notifications in one place so you can get to all of them easily, in one simple step. First, I'm going to demonstrate how you get to the Notification Center, what kinds of things are in there, and some different settings that you can configure. So, how do you get to the Screen Notification dimmed. Center?
3:46 p.m. Status bar item.
Well, if you do not use VoiceOver, you simply do a three-finger swipe down, and it will open it from any home screen. And it will open it. To get rid of it, you do a three-finger swipe up. If you use VoiceOver,
3:47
it's a little
p.m.
bit different.
Status bar item.
You have to first
3:47
touch
p.m. Status bar item.
An item on the status bar at the very top of the screen where it gives the time and the Wi-Fi signal strength, or if you're connected to Wi-Fi or not, or the battery percentage and the orientation setting and the alarm and all that kind of thing. Touch that and then do a three-finger flick down.
Notification. Raleigh. Currently 82 degrees. High 79. Low 66.
And then the Notification Center will come up. In my Notification Center, by default, it'll have weather, stocks, and a few other things in there. But you can put other apps, you can configure them to always be in there too. Or you can take things out. Let's go through first what's in here.
Raleigh, currently
that's
82
the
degrees,
widget.
High 79, phone, clear section, button.
Then it'll give you a clear section for these other notifications. The weather one will just stay in there unless you tell it to go away. And it will just keep updating. And these others, you can clear out the notifications.
Unread. Executive taxi. Mike. Boxcar.
So the phone had one notification in it that had not been acted upon. Now Boxcar, which is a client that allowed an app that allows you to see various messages from various services like Twitter, for instance, although you can't tweet with it, but you can see the messages from Twitter, mentions and DMs and that kind of thing. Boxcar has a few notifications.
Clear section. Button.
I can clear them.
Unread. Boxcar. At Valiant 8000. Unread. Boxcar. Unread. Boxcar. Unread. Boxcar.
Several, actually.
Unread. Boxcar. Dismiss Notification Center. Button.
And that's all I have in my Notification Center. If other apps had sent me notifications within the past little while, since I last cleared everything out, they would be in here too. Now I'm going to hit clear section.
Clear
section.
Boxcar. Clear section.
On Boxcar.
Confirm clear section.
Confirm. The double tap. Then it'll go
Raleigh,
away.
Currently, 82
go
degrees.
Back to the weather
phone.
Widget.
Clear section. Button.
I'm going to clear the phone.
Confirm clear section.
Double tap. Double tap.
Raleigh. Currently, dismiss Notification Center.
And button. Then all that's in there is the weather widget, which will stay in there, like I said. Now, there are two ways that I can dismiss the Notification Center. I can either click this button, which will dismiss it. It will not take it away permanently, as some people may think, because that's what I thought originally. I thought, oh, if I hit this button, I'll have to go somewhere in settings and find the Notification Center and reactivate it. This is always around. I don't think you can get rid of the Notification Center permanently. It will just dismiss the screen, your current use of it. The other thing you can do if you use is a three-finger flick down if you do not use VoiceOver. A three-finger flick up if you do not use VoiceOver. If you use VoiceOver, touch an item on the status line again.
Raleigh. Currently, 3:49 p.m.
And
status bar item.
Finger flick up.
Settings.
There it goes. It's gone. Chink, just like that. Now, what kinds of things can we set with regard to the Notification Center and notifications in general? We've talked a little bit about notifications, but how do we configure the Notification Center? That's something that's in notifications.
Settings.
So I'm going to go into settings.
Settings.
One thing that I think it's important to note right here before I forget, before going into configuring the Notification Center, is that we saw that in the Notification Center, I acknowledged that I had Boxcar messages and phone messages. If you acknowledge them in the Notification Center, if you read them, you go through them, they will go away from your apps. But if you don't read them, like I had not opened and read those boxcar messages, it showed what was on the screen because I've configured it that way for the messages to appear, but I didn't actually go into them and read them. If you don't do that, they'll stay in the app. And so when you go to the app, it'll say you have 44 new items, let's say, even though you've seen them in the notification center already. That is, you know, if you have your notification center set to display messages, you often don't need to read the things from the apps. So sometimes you need to go in and acknowledge that that's been, you know, you have actually seen the messages in the app, or else you'll be, you know, have 101 unread items after a while, like I did the other day.
Wi-Fi, okay. mushroomfm.com.
Yes, button. I have named my Wi-Fi mushroomfm.com. For some strange reason, Rodney took it into his head to do that. Now we are going to go down to notifications.
Notifications, button.
Right here.
Go notifications, settings, back button.
And of course we're going to there. You heard the voice say settings, back button.
Notifications, heading.
Let's go through and see what the various headings are in here. iOS 5 has gotten better at heading navigation and things when you're not actually on websites. So in Safari. So I've got...
language, word, heading, speech rate, headings, words.
Change the rotor to headings. And I'm going to do a flick down.
Swipe down from the top of the screen to view notification center, heading. Sort apps, heading.
How to sort the apps.
In notifications, heading.
How things about notifications.
Swipe down from the top of the screen to view notification sort apps, heading. In notification center, heading.
Which ones are in the notification center?
Not in notification center,
which
heading.
Ones are not?
Heading not found.
Okay, so that's so what in we had.
Swipe down from the top of notifications,
that's what we
heading.
Have. Okay. The
edit button.
You can edit this. And I'm going to just show you what's here, sort of in brief, and then show you how to, what happens when you try and edit something.
Swipe down from the top of the screen to view notification center, heading.
That's its own heading, it's just a hint.
In notification center, heading.
Now we're going to look at the apps that are in the notification center.
Selected, manually.
Oh.
In notification center, selected, manually, by time.
I'm not exactly sure what sorting manually versus by time does.
Sort apps, heading.
I think it basically, it shows, it has the apps, and you can just look down the list, and if it sorts them by time, then it'll have the time that you received each notification noted, and it will be done that way rather than just grouping them by app.
Weather widget. Sort apps. Heading.
Okay, so we're going to sort apps.
Weather widget. Phone. Badges. Alerts.
So this is where you configure what the notification center displays. And for phone, I have badges and alerts showing up in notifications. Badges like the little app logo. Alert. Gives you, you know, the fact that you've received a notification and basically general information about it.
Messages, badges, alerts.
Got the same thing going on for messages.
Reminders, alerts.
Just an alert for reminders.
Calendar, badges, alerts. App shopper, badges, sounds, banners.
And you can configure various things. You know, if you've got banners, if an app will pull up a banner, you'll have that.
Audio boo, badges, sounds, banners.
There's one I want to change.
Boxcar, badges. Sounds, banners.
Okay, I've got boxcar set to display all that stuff. What if I don't want the banner, which essentially is going to be the message, the full message from the app, you know, the full Twitter message of whatever the app is going to tell you displayed on the screen. What if I don't want that?
Boxcar. Notifications. Notification center. On.
Okay, this is where I can turn the notification center on or off. So boxcar notifications could be taken out of the notification center. The app would not show up there.
Show. 5 recent items. Button. Alert style. Heading.
And you can configure how many items you want shown at a time.
Select notification style. Banner selected. A small non-interrupting banner is displayed across the top of the screen. Adjustable.
That means that it's just displayed across the top of the screen.
Select notification style. Banner selected. Alert selected. An interrupting alert dialog is displayed in the middle of the screen.
An alert means that it's displayed in the middle of the screen. A big flashy alert.
No alert selected. No alert will be displayed. Banner selected. A small non-interrupting banner is displayed across the top of the screen. Alert selected. An interrupting alert dialog is displayed in the middle of the screen.
The banner, the difference between that is it doesn't really interrupt what's going on. If an alert comes up, it basically halts what you're doing and halts everything, and that alert takes priority over everything that's going on.
Banner selected.
I want it where it was before.
Alerts require an action before proceeding.
Alerts require you to acknowledge them in some way before you can go on with what you're doing. Banners generally do not.
Banners appear at the top of the screen and go away automatically.
Just like
badge app icon on. Sounds on. Badge app icon on. Sounds on. View in lock screen on.
You can view this in the lock screen. Sometimes you can have it turn off so you won't be able to view it. That's the way I want it.
76% battery, 3 of 5 bars. Note alerts type. Notifications. Boxcar. Heading.
Go back.
Notifications. Boxcar. Badges. Sounds. Banners.
So you basically have the choices to configure these apps, display or not display the badges, sounds, or banners, the way in which the alerts are displayed. You can configure all that here.
Not in Notification Center. Heading.
And then, of course, you've got apps that are not in the Notification Center. Let's take one out.
HFN. Badges. Weather. Badges. Sam's Club. Sounds. Banners.
Let's take this out. I don't want...
RTM. Badges. My ID. Badges. Sounds. I Blink Radio.
Let's
sound. Hey Tell.
Which one
badges.
Did I really want?
H&F. Badges. Banners.
I don't want this H and F thing in the Notification Center, so I'm going to take it out. Double tap.
H and F. Notification Center. On. Notification Center. Off.
So then it will not be displayed in the Notification
Notifications.
Center.
Notifications. Swipe down for sort apps.
And
heading.
Likewise.
By time. In Notification Center. Heading not found. Heading not found. Weather. Reminders. Alerts. Apps. Audio. Box. Foursquare. Heading not found. Goop. Daily. For. Goop. Hey. I. My. RT. Sam's Club. Weather.
Most.
HFN. Badges. Game sent. Alarmed. H&F. Not in Notification Center. Heading.
And apps are not in the Notification Center. It was not, for some reason, finding that heading a bit ago, so I had to kind of flick down to find it.
H&F. Badges.
Not
banners.
There.
Game Center. Banners. Alarmed.
Let's put this one in the Notification Center. This is a reminder app. That's pretty good.
Alarmed. Notifications. Back button. Alarmed. Notification Center. Off. Notification Center. On. Show. 5 recent items. Button. Alert style. Heading. Select notification style. No alert selected. No alert will be displayed. Adjust.
Just.
No alert selected. Alert selected. An interrupting alert dialog is displayed in the middle of the screen. Banner selected.
Just one. A
small non-interrupt. Alerts require an action before proceeding. Banners appear at the top of the screen and badge app icon. Sounds. Off.
I want the sounds.
Sounds. On. Badge app icon.
And
off.
What harm can a badge app icon do?
Badge app icon. Sounds. View in lock screen. Off.
We'll have it on.
View in lock screen. On.
And we're done with that.
Notifications. H&F. Badges.
Now, that shows you basically the settings you can configure. Now, we talked about editing. What does that do exactly? Let's go into
AT&T Network.
Button,
edit button.
Which, you, when you go into notifications, there's an edit button. And click on that.
Done. Button. Swipe down from the top of the screen to view Notification Center. Sort apps. Heading. Selected. Manually. By time. In Notification Center. Heading. Weather widget. Reorder weather widget. Button.
This
draggable.
Is what you can do with the edit. You can reorder the apps in the order in which they are displayed in the Notification Center. If you want the weather widget to be under something instead of at the very top, you can reorder it.
Phone. Badges. Alerts. Reorder weather widget.
Let's
button.
Say I want
draggable.
The weather widget to be below the phone. I'm going to double tap and hold.
Move below phone. Move below messages. Moved above messages. Moved above phone.
And release it.
Sort apps. Heading. Selected. Manually.
Did a
by time. In notifications. Weather widget.
Going to reorder it again.
Calendar. Badges. Reminders. Messages. Phone.
Come
badges.
On.
Reorder weather widget. Button. Draggable. Move below phone. Messages. That. In notification center. Phone. Badges. Alerts.
We see phone is on top.
Reorder phone. Button. Weather widget.
There you go. Weather widget is below phone. Now, just because these apps are in the Notification Center does not mean they'll automatically all be there with little things under them or just empty. Only the ones with alerts and things that you messages that you haven't acknowledged yet will be in the Notification Center, and the notifications will be there until you clear them out with that little button that I showed you earlier. One
done.
Last
button.
Thing I would like to show you
edit.
With regard
button.
To VoiceOver. This is VoiceOver's
settings.
The way
Ariadne GPS.
The settings you can configure with regard to the Notification Center in VoiceOver.
Rows 8 to 17 of 39. iCloud. Mail. Twitter. iCloud. General.
Go into
button.
General. Accessibility and VoiceOver.
General. General. About. So, use. Network. Blue. iTunes. Auto lock. Passcode. Data. Keyboard. Internet. Access. Reset. Button. Accessibility.
Whoops. There we go.
Accessibility. VoiceOver. On. Button.
Go in there.
VoiceOver. Accessibility. Back button. VoiceOver. Head. VoiceOver. On. VoiceOver speaks item. To select. To act. To scroll. VoiceOver practice. Button. Speak hints. Off. Speaking rate. Heading. Speaking rate. 40, typing feedback, use phonetics, use pitch check, use compact, braille, but, rotor, button, language rotor, navigate images, speak notifications.
Up, it's at the very bottom.
Speak notifications in lock screen, on, off, on.
I want it on. So, for instance, if I have a notification come up and the app makes a little noise and the screen is locked, VoiceOver, you can configure VoiceOver not to speak that. You know, often people, when they lock their screen, they don't want to really interact with their phone. They want to keep it off. So this, you know, takes the noise level down to a minimum. Or, you know, if you don't have sounds on, then you won't hear anything when there's a notification from an app.
Speak notifications in lock screen. On.
And I'll keep it on. I don't mind having it on for the moment.
Accessibility. Home. Settings.
Now, I think I have gone through most everything I wanted to cover about the Notification Center. Most everything important, anyway. It really is very simple. There are some things to configure. I probably did leave some things out, but I know I gave you enough to get started with. Really, the Notification Center is simple as that once you get your head around it. I'll probably be doing a number of iOS 5 tips here because it has a lot of nice
messages.
Little new features and enhancements in it. So please be patient with me, those of you who do not have iOS 5 or an iOS device. And, you know, don't feel the need for one, because there will be a lot of these lately, just like there were when I originally got my iPhone. Thank you very much for listening, and I will see you next time. To get involved, send email to techaccessweekly@gmail.com. Follow TA_weekly on Twitter or call 260-2-ASK-TAW, 227-5829.